sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I would like to reject the preposterous reservation made by the ROK and Japan. As I made it very clear, our position is unchanged. As long as there exist nuclear weapons, and as long as the United States refuses to give up its hostile policy towards the TPRK, our efforts to build up the nuclear forces will not come to an end. The futile attempt to put pressure upon the TPRK will never change our position and choice. Again, the ROK is brazen enough to justify that its joint military exercises are conducted according to international law and defense-oriented, while accusing the TPRK self-defensive measures as a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, which we never acknowledge. The ROK should realize that its confrontational policy and military provocations only offers to the TPRK a reasonable and full justification for further strengthening the defense capability. And Japan should refrain from finding excuses for its ambition to remilitarization from threat of neighboring countries. The attempt of Japan to build up under the pretext of the TPRK's legitimate right for self-defense can never be justified and tolerated. Thank you, Mr. President.